Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here's something that very interesting. I don't know if anyone noticed it. I don't know how much attention everybody's paying to the NBA. But if you watch any of the TVNT stuff with their studio, you know they say a lot of crazy things. And once in a while, there's an edginess between Charles Barkley and Shaq. And Shaq can usually end the argument because he's got the rings. And Charles, who was a great player, does not have any rings. So that kind of ends the argument a lot of times. They got into a beaut over Toronto. And I thought it was fascinating because it brought up a lot about where coaching is now. Not just about the personality that they got angry at each other, because I can see times where underneath there's a little edginess between the two of them. And I much prefer Charles personally than Shaq. But here's a fascinating argument, which has a lot to do with how people coach players now. This is courtesy of TNT. Listen up.
You have to repair his relationship with DeMar DeRozan.
No, he don't.
Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, you have to, because listen, if your best player, you bench your best player.
Why was he benched?
That's not the point.
It is the point.
You don't disrespect your best player.
Listen.
If you don't have a great relationship with your best player, you're never going to win.
That's not true.
He did not.
That's not true.
He did not, well, in
that's
your opinion.
True.
No, just because you say something, you're just
that's not true. Me
no, it's not true.
Me and Pat Riley never saw eye to eye and what happened to my man win. So it's not true what you're saying.
Well, you
it's not true what you're saying.
It's not true.
I'm just letting you know what you did.
What the man on that team.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I was a role player. You're right. But you know what?
That's my point. That's
but
my point.
Say,
but I'm saying with your best player.
You don't know what you're talking about when it comes to championship.
I'm just telling you something.
Stop babying
me. Wade carried you to that championship. No matter how much you scream, you loud, that does not make you right.
Listen.
You're wrong. In the city. You
can, and that's why you ain't winning because you was a baby. Stop babying these players.
I'm not babying no players.
He don't play. He got to sit his ass down. Period.
He got to repair.
He ain't got to repair nothing. He got to stop babying the players. You got baby. That's why you ain't win.
He got to. I didn't have Dwayne. I didn't have Dwayne Wade and Kobe Bryant carry me up and down the court.
So why you not
you,
well,
you, because
I got three finals MVP,
because,
Chuck.
Because you,
Google
because
me, Chuck.
Got, everybody
Google
know you
me,
were a great
you
player.
See that?
Everybody
Google
know
me.
You were a great player.
You don't know what you're talking about when it comes to
championship.
He ain't
got to
repair
nothing.
He got to step up and play.
We all didn't have other players carrying us up and down the court. You can yell as much as you want
to. I got three finals MVP, Chuck.
And you were a great player.
Thank you.
But you wouldn't have got him if you didn't have Kobe and Dwayne.
I will say.
Now, that's good stuff. Because that's real. That's real. And that's the everything that Charles Barkley can't sleep with, because Charles Barkley puts his head in his pillow and can't believe he doesn't have a championship because it bothers him. And he was a great player. And he didn't play on a lot of great teams. But one thing, if you're Charles, you can't tell Shaq that he got carried in the finals. The guy does have three finals MVPs. Now, when he was on the Heat, he was a role player. We understand that. That wasn't the point. But I think it's fascinating because there's kernels of both. And I think the problem is, and what they're talking about is, which you didn't get to in the argument, is they're talking about the fact that DeRozan, in the disaster by Toronto, that the coach benched him because he was that bad. And Charles is saying he has to repair his reputation, repair his relationship with DeRozan. And Shaq is saying, nonsense. He didn't deserve to be out there. You know what? The coach doesn't owe him anything. There is degrees to this, though. It depends who the coach is, and it depends who the player is. If you see, I don't think you have to be soft and cuddly and lovey and build a relationship with anything except the best player. If you're coaching LeBron James, If you're coaching Michael Jordan, if you're coaching Shaq in his prime, if you're coaching Kobe in his prime, you have to have a relationship as a coach with that player. Phil Jackson had relationships with Michael and later on with Pippen. He had to have relationships with those guys. These guys, Pat Riley had relationships with Magic and Kareem. When Pat went there as a novice coach, he went to Kareem's house and said, I need you. I need you to help me do this. He had a partnership with Magic and Kareem. So it depends who the coach is, but it doesn't have to be. DeRozan doesn't deserve that kind of respect. That's where Charles missed it. Is DeRozan doesn't deserve to be treated that way. He hasn't earned to be treated that way. You got to be on a certain, you got to be Larry Bird. You got to be Michael Jordan. You got to be Magic Johnson. You have to be LeBron to be treated like that, where the coach has to build a relationship and has to go back and demand, go back and build that relationship, and the player can demand that. If you're DeRozan, you don't earn, you've ever earned that. You're not that kind of player. I don't think he's earned that. I don't think he's even worth that. So it's fascinating how much, though, it turns right away into here. I think you coach players one way. Charles is saying it's all about the player. You got Shaq saying it's about the coach, and he can beat tough luck, and that's why you didn't win, because you don't coach him hard. You just want to give the players what they want and pat them on the back and tell them how good they are and love them and everything like that. See, so I think there's a fine line there. And they're both a little bit right, but I think Shaq's more right. Because I think the players that have to be treated like Charles wants DeRozan to be treated are so few and far between that they're only the very special ones. The ones who make the difference between winning and losing. And DeRozan's not that player. He's not on that level. He was playing against a guy, and that's why I thought there was no way they win that series, because those guys were afraid of LeBron. They're intimidated by him. Larry's just a little guy. He's not going to affect that. But DeRozan doesn't want any part of him. And he doesn't deserve to be treated that way. But you can see how personal it gets as Shaq has to go at him about no rings right away, no rings. And Charles has to come back with, oh, you're getting carried. Well, there was a time when Shaq wasn't getting carried in the finals, where he was an absolute force of nature in those finals. So he was a champion, and the guys who have that can act differently, and you can see how frustrated Charles gets in that argument because he can't win it. And I think there's a degree here for both of them, but I think Shaq's more right than Charles is. And that's the difference. And now in the league, and even you're hearing it in baseball, well, I want to tell the players, hold the players accountable. Unless you have a special player, you know what? He gets special treatment if he's a special player. He's earned special treatment. That's fine. He's performed. He's proved he's a champion. He's proved he's a leader. He gets special treatment. Otherwise, you got to earn that. Coaches walk in and give that to players right away, that's crazy. And that's what's going on now. That's all you hear now. No one wants to be hard on players anymore. I think it is the wrong way to coach. Back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.